James West, W-E-S-T, 427-61, 64-year-old gentleman, comes into there for evaluation of right knee pain. He states that he's seen a rheumatologist, two different orthopedists. He's been told that he had gout, rheumatoid arthritis, possibly, and degenerative disc disease, period. Degenerative joint disease, period. One doctor wanted to do a knee replacement. His symptoms today started on Sunday. He has a red-hot swollen knee, no fever, chills, no sign of septic joint, period. Knee paragraph, he's been on medicine before, but he stopped taking it because of GI upset and abdominal pain, period. He was on allopurinol at one time, and that didn't help his situation because it he thought it took too long for him to respond, even though he was taking it prophylactically, so he stopped, period. He was seen a rheumatologist and has been worked up for rheumatoid arthritis and was told he might have rheumatoid arthritis, period. He also is comorbidly obese. He has fatty liver, history of and other issues and problems that he's chosen not to deal with, period. Family history, heart disease, COPD, smoking, dad died of age 63, mom died of cervical cancer. Social, he's a transmission mechanic. He works with concrete. He stands up a lot and has been standing up on concrete for years. He's married, has four kids, lots of grandkids, period. He smokes, no longer smokes, sorry. He doesn't smoke. He drinks very little, period. Colonoscopy was done 5 years ago, period. As I mentioned, he's morbidly obese. He weighs 271 pounds, and he's lost from 298 to 71. I told him if he's a diabetic, he says that he was told he's borderline diabetic. That needs to be further evaluated, but he wants to go back to his primary care physician, period. Nicaragua, at one time he was on tirzepatide, but he stopped taking it because of nausea, period. His wife tells him that he quits breathing at night, has sleep apnea, but he's done nothing about it, period. He has a history of low testosterone, which goes along with sleep apnea. And once again, he was on testosterone replacement, but he quit taking it, period. Medication, fenofibrate for hyperlipidemia, period. Lab was 4 months ago, possibly increased uric acid, but he can't remember, period. Let's see, medical problems, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, gout, his blood pressure is controlled, possible diabetes, surgery, appendectomy, social, as above, family history, discussed, review of system, as above, allergy, hydrocodone, he's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, 271 pounds, 97.8, 96, 20, 86, 138 over 89, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, right knee quite hot to touch, tender, even with the sheet touching the knee. Good range of motion and no lymphangitis or symptoms of lymphadenopathy in the groin noted, period. New paragraph, I looked at his knee. There's no evidence of DVT under ultrasound, period. Next number, he definitely has gout. Will be treated with Toradol, 60 milligram IM, Decadron, 10 milligram. Celebrex, because he can't take in the medicine or it causes upset stomach, and a Medrol dose pack, period. He does have what looks like a thyroid cyst in his, on his right side. He says sometimes he can feel it. Since it's over a centimeter, at 1.5 centimeter, must rule out malignancy, so he's going to take a note to his doctor to discuss that with him, period. Abdominal ultrasound, which was done for abdominal pain, shows a fatty liver, period. His heart, which was looked at because of possibility of sleep apnea, morbid obesity and family history of heart disease, short RVH, which I suspect has sleep apnea. He does have a high Epworth, E-P-W-O-R-T-H score. Next number, he wants that to be discussed with his primary care physician, and he's going to take the paperwork. And again, a note from me to his PCP to get that taken care of. Next number, I told him that his thyroid cyst may be a cancer, thyroid nodule slash cyst may be a cancer, and definitely needs attention because of the size. Next number, he does have sometimes vertigo. He's carotid ultrasound within normal limits. Next number, family history stroke. Next number, he does have BPH. Next number, he does have fatty liver. Next number, I encourage them to talk to his PCP regarding trying Zepbound because he does have sleep apnea as insurance should pay for it. Next number, DJD severe. Next number, rheumatoid arthritis has been worked up in the past. Next number, a visit with a rheumatologist may be helpful, both to come up with a better medication for gout or arthritis and to prevent symptoms. Next number, we talked about how gout can affect his joints and also destroy his joints in the future, and he needs to do something about it. Next number, diet has not been successful in controlling his gouty symptoms. Next number, DJD. Next number, has seen the orthopedist and was told he has a knee replacement, but he doesn't want to talk about it. Next number, weight loss may be related to his diabetes. He needs to have his finger stick. He needs to have his A1C checked again. He did not want to have a finger stick at this time. Next number, BPH mild. Next number, low testosterone needs to be discussed in face of sleep apnea, again with his PCP. All was given to him in a note. Next number, we did not do any blood tests or any testing because he wants to see his PCP. Next number, I told him to call me at 4 p.m. today to give me a report with the injection. He should feel much better by then to make sure there's no evidence of septic joint or any other abnormality. Next number, we did not do an x-ray. He's had many x-rays, MRIs, and CT scans of his knees, and he just needs to follow up with his primary care physician / orthopedist / rheumatoid arthritis to get the problem taken care of before it causes something more drastic. Again, this was discussed with him at length before leaving. Thank you.